From the WGXE newsroom, this is the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, December 23rd, 2016. I'm Philip Grant. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature on Wednesday, December the 21st, adopted the final environmental impact statement for the proposed Greene County Jail. And according to the document, Native American artifacts were found at the site in Coxsackie where the new jail is to be built. As a result of the discovery, State Historical Preservation Office archaeologist Tim Lloyd recommended the entire site be evaluated for potential listing in the National Historic Places. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the site was once a flint mine. Groden said, and I quote, "We fully expected to find something. It was a well-known location to make arrowheads," end quote. Groden said the artifacts found were, and I quote, "ho-hum," end quote, and that a fire pit may have been located there at one time. The findings will be sent to various historical or preservation societies. The 400-square-foot patch of land where the items were found will be designated and cordoned off by a picket rail fence, Groden said. It will not be disturbed by the construction crew. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Diane Bowden is reporting in the Columbia paper, a Copeg Town Court jury last week found Salvatore Cascino and his two limited liability companies guilty of operating a solid waste management facility without a permit. The charge is a misdemeanor under New York State Environmental Conservation Law. Cascino was cited by the State Department of Environmental Conservation in April 2015 for knowingly and unlawfully disobeying the law. Cascino, 77, of Larchmont, Westchester County, had yard waste delivered to his Copeg Valley Farm property by truck, then dumped at locations both north and south of Lackawanna Road. Cascino will be sentenced February 27th. He faces a potential penalty of $3,750 to $37,500 and or up to 1 year in jail. The 300-acre Copeg Valley Farm is located along the east side of Route 22 in Copeg. For nearly two decades, Cascino has run afoul of the law, violating federal, state, and town statutes for illegal dumping, building, and excavating. You can read that full story in the Columbia paper. The Hudson Common Council acknowledged the retirement and honored the service of Hudson Fire Chief James Buddy Skirmahorn at its regular meeting on Tuesday, December the 20th. Skirmahorn has served as the city's fire chief since January 2015. He started as a department volunteer with J.W. Hoistrad Company in 1992, advancing from second lieutenant to chief. Skirmahorn thanked the council Tuesday night.
I'd like to thank the Common Council personally. You guys were really great to me the last 2 years, especially my fire committee. Retirement's really not the word, but we'll use the word retirement, because on January 1st, if the horn hits, I'll be on that engine company across the street rolling out. But the special thanks from you guys and you know, should go to my wife. She's had to put up with this for a long time, and she's been my backbone, and I thank you, and you guys really should thank her, because she's here. She's here.
Skirmahorn's retirement as chief is effective December the 31st. However, he will remain a volunteer with the Horse Rat Company. Dan Udell's video recording of the full December 20th Common Council meeting can be found on the WGXC Newsroom page. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced on December 21st that insurance companies are now prohibited in New York from refusing to provide commercial crime insurance coverage to New York businesses that employ people with criminal convictions. Cuomo said, and I quote, "This first-in-the-nation action will further break down artificial barriers that prevent previously incarcerated New Yorkers from obtaining work and turning their lives around. We are taking one more step to restore fairness and dignity to our society, while also increasing public safety by providing opportunity and reducing recidivism," end quote. Over 2.3 million people in New York have a criminal conviction on their records. Daily Freeman reports that about 75 people marched in Kingston on December 21st to demonstrate their solidarity with Muslims and other minority groups. The Hudson Valley chapter of the group Jewish Voice for Peace organized the event at Wall and North Streets in Kingston. The national group is organizing similar rallies throughout the United States during the Jewish festival of Hanukkah. On December 21st, President-elect Donald Trump did not offer any change from his plan to ban Muslims from entering the country. He said, and I quote, "All along, I've been proven to be right, 100% correct," end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in Capital Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo kept pushing December 21st for a special session of the legislature between Christmas and New Year's that would consider hurried bills on ethics reform and pay raises for legislators. Cuomo spoke with both Assembly Speaker Carl Heste and Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan on December 21st and said, and I quote, "These are actually fairly straightforward issues. These are not complicated bills. You could read it in a matter of a half an hour," end quote. Cuomo also said the next state budget will include cuts because of a shortfall in revenue. He said, and I quote, "So the budget is going to be tighter than in past years. Past budget years, the difficult came from abundance of options. We had funding. What's the best thing to do with the funding? I think education. I think economic development. This discussion is going to be a harder conversation where we won't have enough money to do everything we all jointly agree we want to do." You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Rosa Acheson wrote more than 1,400 words in the Register Star about a proposed handicapped accessible ramp at the Promenade Hill Park. On December the 20th, the Hudson Common Council spent a long time arguing, sometimes shouting, and eventually approving $100,000 for the ramp at the Hudson Park on Front Street. Common Council President Claudia DiStefano, alderpersons Tiffany Garagia, Democrat of the 2nd Ward, Abdus S. Maya, Democrat of the 2nd Ward, Robert J. Donahue Sr., Democrat of the 5th Ward, and Lauren Scalaria, Democrat of the 4th Ward, voted in favor of the resolution. The $100,000 was originally set aside in the 2017 budget to cover legal costs the city would incur if Proposition 1 did not pass, but Proposition 1 was approved by voters, eliminating the weighted vote system and freeing up the money. John Friedman, Democrat of the 3rd Ward, who also complained that only a small number of handicapped people will use the ramp, said, and I quote, "The need to spend this money arises simply from the fact that it was put in the budget as a contingency. There's no pressing need to do this now. The city doesn't pick up garbage. The city doesn't have the wherewithal to schedule police as they need them because of contract constraints. And here's $100,000 that's not even going to solve the problem. And we're going to sequester it from use, take it off the table, put it aside, and it's not even going to be used immediately," end quote. You can read that full story in the Register Star. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 42 degrees. For Friday night, a slight chance of rain between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. Possibility of turning into freezing rain. There will be increasing clouds. A mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain is expected into Saturday morning in areas north and east of the capital region. The temperature low will be around 30 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, Christmas Eve, freezing rain is possible before 8 a.m., then likely to turn just to rain. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 41 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 30. And on Sunday, Christmas Day, sunny with a high near 40 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 20. The sun rose today at 7:22 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:28 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, which is exactly the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, December 23rd, 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day, a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, a Happy Kwanzaa, and a nice weekend.